Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make reference. We're building each week on the story of David, the life of David, and how it applies to us, because there are a lot of crossovers here. Today we're going to take a look at kind of a dark stain in David's life. Dear friends, I really like stained glass windows. I don't know, maybe I'm weird, maybe you share in that joy and you like looking in stained glass windows. I've never put them together. I have met a couple experts, though, that have shown me how it's done. And I really like the image that they give, and when the light comes, you just see a picture and you can kind of focus. It gives you extra attention to something that an artist put together. I just want to show here, thank you Joyce and Jonathan for just putting it up here. This is a stained glass window of David. Stained glass windows of like David are all throughout Europe, even in churches in the United States, and it really gives a picture of who this person was. And we're focusing on David here for 4 or 5 weeks here at Peace. And you can tell some great things about David from viewing the stained glass window. Do you notice the harp there? He played the harp. You probably knew that, but when he played, he soothed the heart of Saul, the king, and he probably soothed the hearts of other people when he played his harp. Another little detail you can tell there, he's pretty calm and relaxed, and I'm sure David had some calm and relaxed moments in his life. You can tell something about his personality, that he wasn't kind of thrown off when difficulty came into his life. Also, if you notice what's on the top of his head, do you see what's up there? That's a crown. He was a king, one of the greatest kings in the entire Bible, so that's a little detail. And then if you look outside the crown, you can see a yellow halo. When you see that in especially medieval art, it's signifying this is a saint. This is someone who's really special. So when you see that halo, that's what that is. We know that he was special in God's sight. David, do you know what his name means? Anybody know what David means in Hebrew? It means beloved. You knew. Beloved. One thing I do know about stained glass windows is that what you really need to understand is that they're made up of fragmented pieces of glass. Many of those pieces are misshapen. Most of them are broken. Broken in some way, or cut, so to speak. And many of them on their own, if you look at the fragmented pieces of glass, they don't look all that significant. And we know David was a musician, we know he was a king, we know that he was a saint beloved by God. But friends, what we must remember about David is that he had some fragmented parts of his life. Parts that were misshapen, parts that didn't look so good, parts that were really, really flat out ugly. Oh man, today's lesson is one of those ugly parts of David, the sin with Bathsheba. You probably know this story from growing up, and it's a common story, isn't it? As we start out here this morning, I do want to just relate just a clear teaching right off the bat, and that is this. You, my friends, are fragmented. You are fragmented. Clear Christian doctrine and teaching throughout the centuries. There are parts of you that love God. There are parts of you that are infused with Jesus as a Christian, in which He shines brightly in your life. There are also parts of you that are almost pagan. There are also parts of you that are not so beautiful. All the fragmented parts of our life are displayed in the choices that we make, in the private thoughts that we have, in the words that we say to others. Now, you might be thinking, what is the doctrine that teaches this? Martin Luther taught it. Actually, he's the one that coined the term. Maybe you've heard it before. Here's the term. Simul justus et peccator. For Lutherans, what that means is this. Simil, at the same time, justus, saint, et peccator, and sinner. At the same time in life, you're fragmented. Part of you is saint, part of you are sinner. No one can stand up here in the church and say, I'm all saint. There's a part of you that's a sinner. And the beautiful thing is, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, no one can stand up and say, I'm all sinner. Nope. As a Christian, part of you is saint. This is the struggle Paul has when he writes Romans 7. That's what he's getting at. And this is what David himself struggled with without his whole life, this fragmentation of his life. In fact, in Psalm 86, David cries out, he says, "Lord, give me an undivided heart," he says. "I'm broken, I'm fragmented," David is saying.